Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I want to pick up on what I was saying yesterday about forgiveness. I had been quoting St. Augustine, and I want to begin by going back to St. Augustine for a few more moments. One, I'm going to repeat something I said yesterday, but I'm also going to add to it. I really encourage you to listen to this. Oh, forgiveness, oh, forgiveness. We think, I can't forgive. This is too bad. This is too much. Or it's gone on too long. Or people promise me that they'll change and then they don't. What do you think if God said that about us? What would happen to us? And God said, oh, she told me she'd change this and she never has. Year after year after year, she never has. What does God do? God forgives and God remains faithful to us until we do turn. And what God is saying, go and do likewise. But do it in my power. Do it in my strength. Do it in my wisdom. I will show you the way to go. But don't carry grudges. Don't carry resentment and jealousy and anger and bitterness and hatred. Don't carry those things. They sour you. They twist you. And they make it, in a sense, impossible for God to enter. Because you choose to harbor those things and to carry those things. You're not going to get free if you go that route. You're going to end up just being an angry, bitter, resentful, sour individual. Don't do it. Give it to God. No matter how great what has happened to you is, no matter how great it is, God can take care of that. Justice will come, but entrust it to God. Because the person who gets most hurt is yourself. The person who hurts you may not even remember it or think about it and just goes on his or her way. Let God carry the burden. Let God carry the suffering. Let God carry the heart, the hurt that you've experienced. Let God carry it. And which means just take it every day and say, Lord, you carry this. It's too heavy for me. You carry it. You show me the way through. Help me to be today what you asked me to be. But carrying this burden is too much. Will you carry it with me? Will you carry it for me? It's amazing how when God enters the picture, you begin to see things differently and you begin to learn how to change them and you're set free. Don't carry resentment and jealousy and desire for revenge. Don't carry hatred and bitterness. The person it most hurts is you. Let me quote again Augustine. We are mortal human beings, fragile, weak, carrying along with us our earthen vessels, which don't leave each other much room. It's true, isn't it? We're all carrying weights of sin and failure and mistakes. We all carry them. We don't give each other much room. Augustine says we cannot live together in harmony in a family or any kind of community without the reciprocal practice of forgiveness and mercy, giving it to one another, giving it and receiving it. We need to respond with forgiveness and even as far as possible by excusing others instead of condemning them. The following saying applies to us, quote, he who excuses himself, you know, oh, well, not it's not bad. Nah, I'm not going to ask forgiveness. Tell them to forget it. They're too sensitive. We always put the blame or the weight on somebody else. So he who excuses himself, God accuses him. And he who accuses himself, God excuses him. If we say, yep, I did that, it's my mistake. I fell far short of God's love and God's mercy. Will you please forgive me? It might be hard to get those words out, but if you get those words out, you're going to be set free. Even if the person says, no, I'm not going to forgive you, and walks away, you're still set free before God. You have done what you were asked to do. In terms of others, says Augustine, the converse applies. He who excuses his brother is excused by God. He who accuses his brother is accused by God. Keep that in mind. Forgiveness does for a community what oil does for a motor. And this is Father Cantala Mesa commenting on what Augustine said. He said, forgiveness does for a community what oil does for a motor. If someone begins a trip in a car without a drop of oil in the engine, after a few minutes, the whole car will be on fire. Like oil, forgiveness neutralizes friction. Having mercy for one another should be the most natural sentiment for human beings. We should have to close our ears and our eyes to the cry of desolation that reaches us from all sides, not to have at least some compassion. Please take this to heart. The Year of Mercy ends on November 20th. Please forgive and be forgiven. Please go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation and get a clean slate. Please walk through the holy door in your diocese. If you don't know where it is, contact the diocesan office. Open your heart. Humble yourself. Bow down before God. Receive what he has for you, because he has much for you that will lighten the burden that you carry. Titus chapter 2. Beloved, you must say what is consistent with sound doctrine, namely that older men should be temperate, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, love, and endurance. Similarly, older women should be reverent in their behavior, not slanderers, not addicted to drink, teaching what is good, so that they may train younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, chaste, good homemakers, under the control of their husbands, so that the word of God may not be discredited. This is something that needs to be explained, and I don't have time to do it today, but don't worry, I will get to it, where it speaks about be good homemakers under the control of their husbands. That word is inflammatory to us today. But there is something that Jesus intends for us to see, and I will be talking about that. I'm going to continue the reading for now. Urge the younger men similarly to control themselves, showing yourself a model of good deeds in every respect, with integrity in your teaching, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be criticized, so that the opponent will be put to shame without anything bad to say about us. For the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, to live temperately, justly, devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. This is a call in a particular way to parents, to grandparents, to godparents, to widows, to pray for others, to pray for your families, to seek the Lord. God hears every word of every prayer you pray. Remember that. The salvation of the just, says Psalm 37, the salvation of the just comes from the Lord. So trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's request. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. That is, you're not divided. In some ways you serve God, in other ways you serve the devil, or you serve yourself. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. Their inheritance lasts forever. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. Grandparents, godparents, your grandchildren need to see this in you. Lead the way, not necessarily by your words. Lead the way by the way you live, by the way you speak, by the way you think. Lead the way. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 7 to 10, Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. In other words, don't give in to pride and arrogance. Look how good I am. Look how many people I serve today. Look how many marches for life I've been on. Look how wonderful I am. God doesn't reward that. God rewards a heart that looks at the poor, and there are people who are poor in so many ways. Mental illness, drugs, abortion, etc., etc. These people are poor, and you and I are not to condemn them, but help them. And sometimes the greatest help we can offer is by our prayers. We're called to serve all the time. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? In other words, are you going to say, okay, God, reward me. This is what I did. No, you say, this is what I'm obliged to do. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, as a son or a daughter of God, this is what I'm obliged to do. Yes, God will bless you for it. Absolutely. And draw you to himself in heaven for all eternity. But don't focus on yourself. Don't be proud. Don't be lining up all your merit badges on your chest. I did all these things, therefore I'm really good. Therefore, I'm close to being a saint. Therefore, God should take me into heaven right now. Don't do that. That's how the devil twists. We do good actions, but we do them for the wrong reasons. We do them to glorify ourselves. And it's hard not sometimes to think those thoughts. I know that. It's hard. But just keep saying to the Lord, Lord, no matter what I think, please know that I want you to be honored and glorified by what I do. You will take care of me if I serve you. Let that just be your heart. Ask God to free you. The Irish say something about pride. Pride dies 15 minutes after you do, because pride is just so strong in us. But if you say to the Lord, Lord, no matter what I'm thinking, I really want to declare to you that I want you to receive all the glory and honor by any good deed that I do. Let it be for you. Let them come to know you and to love you. When you take that approach, God is very merciful to us, and he helps us to purify our motives and intentions, or not just to purify them, but to change them. This is the human condition. We are so self-focused. It's very, very hard for us. It takes practice, takes discipline. But if you do it and you experience the joy that God has for you, because he draws close to you when you choose to serve others, when you choose to be unselfish, when you put yourself aside, God draws very near to you. And as I have so often said, that joy of God's nearness. And there are moments in our lives, only moments, but they are our moments, and they help us and sustain us. That joy no one shall take from you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a deal of information available to you. God bless you.